WDW.
All right, welcome to the Walt Disney World Big Q, episode number 3. And I'm here this time with both of my brothers, Jamie Biseglia, Josiah Biseglia, and also fellow Disney enthusiast Mike Smith. I am Jesse Biseglia, and we're about ready to go. You guys feeling good?
Duffy, just hugged Duffy. How can I not?
We all just hugged Duffy before we started recording. He's sitting here.
Yeah, the sailor's hat.
He's going to help us.
Man.
He's going to help us.
All right, the question for today is a fun one. The setup is, if Disney were to somehow need a replacement for an audio animatronic or some character in an attraction, and they're calling on us, you know, and they say, listen, you got to fill in for this character. Which character would you want to fill in for? So it's kind of like, what animatronic would you want to be? And Disney will dress you up however they need to. The Imagineers will just take care of it. It might look silly, you know, but they're going to make it happen. And your job for one full day will be to do exactly what that character does. So whatever that animatronic is doing, you got to do all day. So what would you enjoy most? And we're going to give our top three. So who wants to start?
He who holds Duffy.
He who holds Duffy will start. Josiah is currently holding Duffy.
Wow.
You have to hold Duffy to talk.
Well, you shouldn't be talking then. Duffy. I got a few honorable mentions. Are we going to throw those out? What are we doing here? How do you want to approach this?
Third place.
Let's 3, go. 2, 1, yeah.
All right. This is more for the awesomeness of it, I guess. I could not pick it after I thought about it. Really, I was trying to, my mentality was, all right, I'm going to be stuck as this thing doing this, whatever this
stuck.
Does,
for, don't use such words.
For an entire day of park activity. In all practical senses, it's going to become very mundane and very boring in most senses of the animatronics work.
Impossible.
So, I want to be somewhere where I was thinking, I want to have a view of something. I don't want to be just looking at a wall. Or just looking at another animatronic and listening to the same scene of every 10 seconds. So I couldn't think of too many animatronics that were outside or had a view of outside. The best one I come to mind with was the hawk on top of Expedition Everest.
That was number 2.
That's a good one.
That is a really good
That's one. That's a good one.
There it is, look. Falcon at the top of Everest right there. Man, stole my thunder on that one.
I didn't think anyone else would think of that one.
I just think alike. I mean,
the only, yeah, I how would Disney make that up?
You got some pulleys.
Am I suspended
sure.
on a post? Or is there like a harness that I'm
holding?
And you wouldn't be able to move. You would have to just be.
Which is fine, because you see the whole park from there. So it's pretty nice.
Would you have to say the rear?
Yeah.
The noise?
Oh, you got to do what the animatronic does. So you scream.
Ka-ka!
That would be fun. You get to see the
That is a great view.
The reaction of the kid.
The rider's looking at you.
The reaction when they expect the hawk and they see a person dressed
yes.
as a hawk.
Yeah, exactly it. Probably the best part of that ride is the falcon.
That is good. Sorry,
you can take Duffy if you want to.
Yeah, I'll take him now.
Mike, what was your number 3?
My number 3? Well, God, the Falcon's gone. This is tough.
Duffy would have been like better.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to throw one in right now, right off the top of my head that I thought of. I would like to be Bean in the balcony. That'd be cool. I could see the Muppet Show like every 5 minutes.
I heavily considered the Swedish Chef.
Ooh.
In the back.
Even that would better. Be cool.
The Swedish Chef actually... Does he move into the hole
he rolls the cannon
that?
Out.
Yeah, but I think he's back there. I don't know how much you can see behind. I do have Statler, a Waldorf and Statler, I believe, the two. That's my number one, actually.
I was considering them.
Wow.
You're sitting. You see the show. It's not something every 10 seconds.
You know what? That's a great one. I thought of the chef. I didn't think of that, though. That's a great one.
Yeah, and Bean is covered by a curtain primarily most of the show.
Or, you know, the penguin conductor
see the
would
whole
be
show.
Nice, too.
Ooh. He's standing. I don't want to stand all day.
That's true.
Too bad he couldn't be the monster. Too bad that's an actual person dressed up in a costume. Because that would be awesome just to walk around.
That was your number one.
That was my most ideal, enjoyable working environment if I had to replace it.
So what was your, we were doing your number three, Mike.
That was it. That would be it.
Oh,
it would be Bean.
Okay.
I could be Bean.
All right. A good one. My number three was in Hollywood Studios in the great movie Ride, the alien that comes out at you.
Oh, wow. Yes. I forgot about that.
From the roof?
Totally forgot.
I think that would be fun.
That would be hard on your back.
Well, they gotta figure they're holding me up somehow. I think I'm in a harness. I'm getting these, you know, rocks
hey,
down
everybody.
There. And then I get to scare people.
You can't go hey, everybody. You go
I know
that.
How
many times would you have
that
to hiss?
That would be depressing, though.
Per, like, day, do you think?
Oh, that's a lot of hissing. But that's an experience I would enjoy.
Could you send, like, secret messages to people like, hey, how are you?
Get me a fast pass for Toy Story. Give me a hot dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's, Jamie, number three.
I would be one of the dancing chickens on the zippity doo dah boat at the end.
Yeah. That would be fun.
I mean, I figured, where do I want to be? What environment do I want to be in all day long? And I love that's probably the happiest scene of the ride. You get to just be singing to the song. You're on the boat. You're rocking.
You're dressed up as the chicken, so you got a corset on.
Yep.
And a bonnet.
That's fun. That would be fun. Great.
I mean, I was thinking about the goose. He's awesome, but I want to be on the boat.
The goose.
He is awesome. Wow.
I actually did think about that. I thought about one of the chickens, but I was like, I don't know if I'd want to just sing that song.
Well, do you get to sing? That would be awesome. Because I do hear like a voice like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of those.
You can be that one, sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
Right. That's right.
But you are on your feet dancing all day, right?
Yes. I like
actually,
standing
actually
up.
I think you're on 1 foot the entire
time. That would be tough. You're right.
I mean, if you were the animatronic, wouldn't they have they have like a pole or something on your pants?
Yeah, Disney will figure it out.
Keep you up
they
now.
Care about their guests. Hey, I'll do it for Disney.
Disney magic.
I'll do it to be in that boat.
What? Yeah, that's good.
So is that everyone's?
Yep.
Everyone's three.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can't believe you picked Falcon.
Falcon was your number two.
Right? You know, I bumped it down. I bumped it down. I said, you know, I did a switch there.
Oh, so what is your number two?
Am I going next?
We're ready for twos.
I'm holding Duffy.
Duffy commands.
Number two, I was thinking I would like to be the Carousel of Progress dad in the first scene.
Oh, number two.
I thought about that.
We had like the same list.
You had Muppet, you had Hawk, and I had Carousel of Progress.
We had the same list, yeah.
I got one more.
The Industrial Revolution one, right? Where all the stoves open
and close, yes.
Yeah,
all the GE.
With the pipe.
That is the best one.
Yep. That is what I would want to do. That's most like you're performing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like the alien every 6 seconds going, ha ha.
Yeah.
You're talking, doing a monologue.
I thought about that one, but I didn't choose it because you're performing so much. You sing and you go right in the next one. You're literally talking all day. No break, no nothing.
Well, that's a good point.
Might get tough. You don't stop.
But still,
compared
to ha ha, come on.
I think that the real benefit of that would be when the ride breaks down. You get to perform the same thing twice for the same people and just watch their faces and see who's falling asleep and stuff like that. Could you call him out? Like, wake up over there.
No, you can't because, you know, he wouldn't do that. He's just
hey, wake up.
You got to stay within the confines of what that character does.
I know. I just...
For my number two, I would... For a one full day, continually pop up from behind a gravestone.
Oh,
in the mansion.
I thought about
that. Would you just be a head?
Are they
just a head on
auto animatronics?
Because that's what they are.
Whatever they do, I'm gonna do it.
Would you have to make that name too, that noise?
No, you scream. I believe they scream.
Some scream, yeah. Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's good.
But some just go. Psst.
Yeah, whatever. I'll do what I need to do.
And you get one of those cool cloaks that goes like.
Mm-hmm. Be in that graveyard all day, the music going, get to scare people, look at their faces, and watch them react to how silly I look.
That's a fun room to be in. I like that.
That's my two. Who else?
I'll go with two. I had to do something on Spaceship Earth. Tried to find the best location. I couldn't remember what was near Burning Rome. I chose a Greek philosopher. I don't know what they are exactly, but They used to be performers, and now I think they're learning philosophers or something. I'd be one of the guys sitting down.
The guy, like, the guy sprawled out, that one. And he's like, just...
There's one guy standing up and teaching everyone else. It's pretty... I think it's the first scene, like, right after the caveman.
Did the chance of smelling burning Rome play into that decision at all?
Well, if I could remember for sure who was in the next room to burning Rome, I probably would have picked... Oh, actually, it's the Roman centurion, but I don't think I would pick that over...
Right.
Greek. Yeah. Yeah. The room right before it is the All Roads Lead to Rome with the lights going up and the reading
the
map.
But what's after that room? I was thinking Sleeping Monk was second place for me.
Oh, yeah. Sleeping Monk.
I couldn't remember if he was...
That's the next thing, Sleeping Monk, I think.
I thought the same two things.
Then if he is next to Burning Rome and you can smell it, then I probably would switch to that.
I think the smell is pretty concentrated. It goes away pretty quick once you leave that area. But...
I smelled it later on. Yeah.
But maybe you get used to it.
Like, I guarantee you will get used to it.
So then,
quickly. Oh. And you won't even smell it anymore.
What if you hold
but
your
still,
breath?
Sleeping Monk is sweet. You're sitting. But
his eyes are closed, right? You don't get to see anything.
He just stares at the desk.
I'm out.
That's true.
Is that everyone's number two? Are you ready to move on to the big number one? Now, did someone share the number one yet?
My list was already done. Me and Mike are the same.
What
list.
Was your number one?
Statler or Waldo.
Oh, right.
Oh, that was your number
one. Either one.
Yeah. Well, Bean, I switched and switched around, so I still have one more. I have one more on here.
You have your number one?
Who's going to do it first?
Would you like to share your number one?
Would I like to do? Yeah, mine's probably the most boring, maybe non-creative, but it's the one that I would really love to do.
Okay.
I would like to be one of the pirates of the big pirate ship when you come around the corner. So, because you can still, I think, at that point, you can still hear, "Dead men tell no tale," and I'd want to hear that all day.
You could be the skeleton.
If I could be the skeleton, just I'd want to do that, but I weigh 350 pounds.
You could be
so
the crab.
Be a little odd.
There's a crab on the beach.
There you go.
Okay.
And that does move.
Being on the pirate ship is the right choice.
I could yell and say, "Hey,
that would be fun.
That would be great. That's
nice
my
choice.
Number one. Yeah.
Very nice choice.
It's nice and cool. You get to see everybody.
I am surprised that you didn't choose my number one. I thought we would share.
Now that you say it,
I thought we would share a number one. It's definitely number one for me, 100%.
Getting ready for this.
There was
Nobody else thought of Big Al?
I thought of that a week
that
ago.
Show.
And then I forgot.
You can be Big Al and perform. Put on the saddle.
I do that now.
Not
my life isn't much different than Big
show.
Al's now.
That's very good.
I look like him and...
That's my number one. As a musician, I get to play music, I get to perform, and you get a break. You play, you rest. That's pretty perfect. You do stand all day, but you fall down at the end. Apparently, nobody sees it.
You'd be in the front row cheering you on like the entire time.
Yeah, I would have fun playing that all day.
I'm looking at Big Al right now.
There he is.
Big Al. Yeah, I didn't consider Country Bear Jamboree. Not a bad choice, but again, he's covered by a curtain. Primarily most of the show.
Yeah, okay.
Just his number and then the finale, that's all you get.
He's in the finale, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. You don't see the whole show.
Right.
You just see a curtain.
You can hear the whole show.
Sure.
That's something. That's
like
listening to the radio, that's fine.
My number one is Mark Twain.
Oh, from The American Adventure.
Yep. Yes. He does a lot of different stuff. He says a lot of things. So you actually get to perform.
Is he the one that walks, or is it...
I don't know.
I forget which one walks.
I don't think it is. I think that's the other dude, Franklin.
But would you
You're right.
To be Mark Twain in every different scene?
Yes. That's what I figured.
Oh.
Because
I mean, Mark Twain.
Different
animatronics.
Single animatronic.
Bucket
of wires and everything.
That's why I didn't pick that one, because I thought that would be awesome.
I didn't even think about
that. Statue of Liberty style, all that stuff.
Yeah. You can't jump around. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, then if I had to pick one... That does change everything, obviously, but I had to pick the one that's smoking a stogie.
Great.
Yes, which, maybe that's like all of them. I don't know.
No, he's sitting down, and what are some things he said?
That was really very good.
Yeah. Yeah, just his voice.
Well, there was
so
another
awesome.
One, I'll say it now, just because it was almost number one, but then I took it right off the list, is the Yeti.
I have the Yeti on my honorable mentions. I don't know.
But,
I'd want to be a functional Yeti. I wouldn't want to be a stationary
That's the thing.
Yeti. The current Yeti doesn't move. I'd want to move, but then I thought, he didn't make the cut.
But even if he does move, you have to move the exact same way every time. If you can wing it, that would be awesome.
Nah, you can't. Yeah,
but then people are booking by too fast.
That's so yeah. You
that,
can't even.
That room would be torturous. It's so dark. They're the flying by. Strobe's gone. You can't see anything. You would hate that.
The fact that you really can't see the guests would be kind of lame.
You know, yeah.
The vulture is far superior.
I had a thought that it would
vulture
be cool.
Beats Yeti.
I had a thought it'd be cool to be one of the dinosaurs.
I put that as
dinosaur
an honorable.
Ride. Like, this would be the one that screams, just yell at people and their picture.
Yeah. I did put down, because we mentioned figurines, which probably wouldn't count, but the Walt statue in Main Street, if you could throw that
I was thinking about that.
I would, that would probably be awesome. Do that.
Yeah, you got it.
Because you said a figure is fine. He doesn't move, but if I could be that, that's, I mean, there's Disney. So if that's eligible, that would probably make my list, but I assumed that was disqualified.
What about the troll in
Maelstrom? I thought of that.
Yes. Could be that too.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
that'd
that
be was, fun.
Or a bear, I had that one down of the too. Bears that just stands there.
Polar bear.
Yeah. Oh man. I'd
You'd be the eyeball. Right? Is the eyeball
in
looking
the
out the window towards Norway?
Or is he facing the other He's looking way? Out. He's looking out.
You're pretty high. So. You don't have a great view. You're pretty high.
But I don't.
That's not bad.
So we didn't have any matches for number one, did we? You guys shared a few, but number ones were Big Al, Mark Twain,
the pirate,
and
Statler.
Yeah. All right. That was good.
Walt Disney World Big Q is brought to you by Beverly, the Italian soft drink that millions of people all across the world have chosen to be their favorite beverage. That fizz, that effervescent flavor, it'll keep you going all day long. Beverly, that delicious soft drink from Italy. Folks, people from all over the world travel to Orlando, Florida, to visit the most magical place on Earth. That's right, Disney World. And while you're at Disney World, why don't you come on over to Epcot Center, home of the future, home of robots, and home of Club Cool. Head on down to Club Cool and get yourself a Beverly, folks. That delicious soft drink, Beverly.